when the divorce rate is hovering between 50 and 60%. Would it shock you if I told you that a large percentage of these marriages were doomed long before they ever got to the church and said, "I do"? In fact, you can have two reasonably healthy, smart, good, well-meaning people in a relationship, and it still fail. In fact, those are the worst cases. I mean, if she's a nut job, like if she's a psychopath or she's a narcissist or whatever, well, then you got something to hang your hat on. You know, your marriage failed. Well, she was a crazy person. What'd you expect? But what if she wasn't crazy? What if she was a good mom? What if she was a reasonably nice person? What if it just didn't work out? This is the question that a lot of guys are struggling with, because it's a really tough one. What if it's not her? There's only two of us here. If it's not her, then maybe it's me. This is what I want to talk to you guys about today. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. There is no class on how to have a relationship with a woman. And that's unfortunate, because this is one of the most important relationships we're ever going to have. And yet no one teaches us anything about it. There are lots and lots of books written on this topic, but most of it is by philosophers who are scratching their heads trying to figure it out too. What ends up happening to a lot of guys is they go into these relationships unprepared. They start off, you know, with their interactions with girls at first, and they're awkward, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're not the best looking guy. Maybe they're insecure. Maybe they haven't come to terms with, you know, themselves. And so the first girl that likes them back becomes the girl that is the most important person in their lives. He thinks that she has got to be it, because she is the only one that agreed to go along with this whole scenario, you know? She sees something in him that no one else sees. Makes it really easy for him to overlook all those disconnects, all those areas that you guys don't match. Maybe even a few red flags. It's very easy just to ignore those things when they belong to the one girl in the whole world who likes you. This scarcity mentality, without question, is one of the biggest problems we run into. It has to do with an insecurity, but not as a shortcoming. It's an insecurity from a lack of knowledge, from a lack of understanding. And there's no place to get this knowledge or understanding. So the likelihood that most guys are going to have it going into a relationship is almost zero. In fact, most guys don't even get it until they get it through experience. And the only way to get it through experience is to do it. And then, too often times, it's too late. And that's why I'm glad and proud to have Marnie, your personal wing girl, as a sponsor of today's video. If I had even a tenth of the knowledge that Marnie is sharing with her audience, with her coaching clients, going into a relationship, I can guarantee you I would have not made so many mistakes. I would have not been focused on the one girl, you know, that likes me. I would have had the confidence to know that I could approach any number of women.
The guys that are watching this right now, maybe tell some backstory about your dating life before, and just when, like the things that you've done to change and get the results that you're getting now.
Okay. Women think so much differently than we do. And when you come right down to it, the main thing that you really need to realize is they are human. They are human just like you are. And they are not on a pedestal. And you are not beneath them.
Marnie breaks down the psychology of women right away, so you know exactly what to look for, what signals you're watching for from the very beginning. And because Marnie is sponsoring today's video, you guys can preview her F formula, the flirt formula, for free. And if you decide to buy the whole program and go into her coaching, you'll get 50% off. Just click the link in the description and take advantage of this opportunity. If you're tired of struggling with women and figuring out what to say at the right time, and this is causing you to have this scarcity mentality, then I strongly recommend you check out Marnie's program. A little bit of confidence and knowing the right thing to say and a little bit of insight can go a long way. If you want to increase the odds that you're going to be successful with a woman, check out Marnie's program. When a man feels he does not have options on the dating scene with women, he gets into what I call this grateful syndrome. And it is just the scarcity mentality on steroids. You become so grateful that you just got one girl that you want to put all your energy and all your chips on that one bet. It's like you're at the gambling tables, you know? And you think you're holding a couple of kings, you know, playing blackjack. So you throw all your chips in. You're thinking, this is going to be a winner. This is going to be the one that works for me. But actually, your mentality should be exactly the opposite. If you think that you haven't got a lot of options, then you need to be extra choosy. Do you know what I mean? You need to be going in the exact opposite direction. You need to be really focused in on the characteristics that are critically important to you. And don't accept anyone who doesn't measure up to those requirements, those core requirements that you have. Because if you do, unfortunately, you're probably going to regret it at some point in the future. So if you've fallen into the scarcity trap, there's a relatively good chance that you're going to run into a woman who is running into the biology trap, where her biological clock is ticking. And she's just looking for a guy who's got a steady job, meet some basic criteria that can fill the role of father and provider and husband. And you're thinking that she loves you for you. But that's not necessarily true. She's got a job description that she's trying to fill, and she's checking your resume to see if you can fill it. This is not a personal decision. This is a decision based on qualifications. And she's not deciding whether or not you're a good guy and she wants to fall in love with you in a traditional sense, but can you fulfill the functions that she has in mind? And how does she convince you to go along with this program that she has in her head? And so your scarcity and her biology kind of pull together and create the perfect opportunity for a disaster. And that's what comes next. So you've crossed the metaphorical threshold. You're married. Let's say you got a couple of kids. A lot going on. It's busy. A lot of activity. Not a lot of time for dates and intimacy. When you've got kids, they do definitely take up a ton of time. So you don't think there's anything wrong. You think this is just the way things are. The fact that the romantic and the intimate time has fallen to the wayside and has been replaced with diaper changing and feeding children and cleaning up, you know, spit up and diarrhea and all the fun things that come with having children. So you don't really notice it. But as the children get older, you realize that somehow you guys have grown apart, that you really don't seem to have much going on. Now she's placing a lot of demands on you because as a part of her biological clock, it was important for her to stop working so she could stay home and raise these children. And you thought that seemed like the right thing to do. And so you went right along with it. You thought, absolutely, I don't want my kids being raised by a daycare center. So, you know, you're in on it. It's your decision as well. So she is a stay-at-home mom. You're the guy that's pulling all the hard hours at work, doing all the things that need to get done. And she may be a great mom. She might be the perfect mom. But one day, you're going to realize that this is not the life that you had imagined when you started down this path. You realize that there's something missing, that there's a lack of fulfillment, there's a lack of connection. And you thought that you were going to get all that with her. You believed on some level that because she's a woman, that she kind of had this stuff under wraps. Like she knew what she wanted. She knew what it meant to be married. She knew what it meant to have a relationship. And so you kind of turned over the reins to her on the relationship part for a large part of it. And now that you're, you know, 5 or 10 years in, and there is no more intimacy and there is no more romance, and really the relationship is boiled down to becoming co-workers, raising these kids and maintaining this house and paying bills and just trying to keep yourselves above water, it becomes clear to you that maybe you made a wrong decision. Maybe this life isn't going the way you thought it should. Maybe you had unrealistic expectations going in. Maybe you just have to accept what is. Maybe things aren't going to get any better than this. But maybe they're going to get a whole hell of a lot worse. So let's fast forward another 10 years. So now the kids are all in college, you know? You're kind of empty nesters. It's just you and her banging around this big house. You know, it's been a rough go of it, but now you finally got her to yourself. Now there'll be this opportunity, hopefully, for you to rekindle what was there in the beginning. But somewhere along the line, you didn't realize it, but she was just putting up with the situation. She had long ago left the marriage. That lack of intimacy that you were experiencing and the lack of romance and all the excuses for not engaging in that any longer, they were finally coming due. And when push comes to shove, you realize that she's not really that into you anymore. And then the hammer drops and she tells you that she thinks she wants a divorce. And she wants you to move out. This is the moment when you stop and reflect and you go, what was these last 20 years about anyway? What was I doing? Why did I make this commitment? How did I get into this situation? Because now you're falling into the legal trap. The legal trap is one where you have committed so much time and energy to this relationship, and you've made all these concessions to make this relationship work. You allowed her to stay home with the kids. You know, you worked double time at work. You did put in all the extra hours that you had to. You picked up extra shifts when they were available. You picked up the slack at home. You were the good dad. She was a good mom, but you were the good dad. You were putting in just as much time and energy as she was on many different levels. But now after 20 years, she no longer wants to be a part of the team. She wants out. And because of the legal trap that you find yourself in, she has the opportunity to not only take half of the cup, you know, your joint stuff, your personal property, your assets, your finances, but she also has the right to ask for alimony, which is essentially a pension from this day forward. So because of your scarcity mentality and running into a woman who is in this biological trap herself, thinking that she needed to find a man to have a family with. You fast forward 20 years, and now you are committing yourself, or you didn't realize, but you had committed yourself to splitting everything up and paying her a pension for the rest of her life, or for a long time, if not the rest of her life. And now you sit on the couch in your brand new one-bedroom apartment, scratching your head, wondering, how the hell did this happen? How did I get here? Where did I go wrong? What was the mistake? Throughout history, literature reflects back to us the experience of those who came before us. And one of the common themes in literature is the hero's journey. It's a story that follows a very specific set of circumstances. There are so many great examples of it. One of my favorites is a book called The Alchemist. The Alchemist is the story of a young man in southern Spain who's a shepherd, and he's going to go on this hero's journey. He has this dream of this treasure in this far-off land. And so he goes on this adventure to find this treasure. And just like in every hero's journey, there are lots and lots of interesting characters and obstacles to overcome and challenges to be faced and, you know, things that need to be done in order for the hero to understand himself, to learn who he is, to find out what he brings to the table, what his values are, what's really important to him. And then when he finally gets to the moment where it seems like he's going to have his treasure, you know, the journey is coming to its fruition, it becomes apparent that the journey is going to end right where it started at the very beginning, where he was laying on this, you know, ground near this old church with his sheep, dreaming of this treasure. And it turns out the treasure was buried right under the church. Well, the reason I bring this up is life is like that. And the reason why these stories repeat themselves over and over and over again throughout literature is because it becomes so common in the lives of people that the things that happen to us in life are about helping us understand who we are. Inevitably, for whatever reason, this is just the way it goes. We take on these adventures and they reveal to us our shortcomings, our weaknesses, the things that we need to overcome. And when we get into a relationship with the wrong woman, more often than not, it's just a reflection of where we are at that moment in time. It's who we were when that relationship started that is the seed of its failure. You see, the real problem here is that she's really not that bad a woman. I mean, she's just a normal woman. She's not evil. She's not, got a personality disorder. She's not a psycho. She's just a normal woman. She just wants to be a normal person and live a happy life. And she had made decisions that led her to the place where you came along. And just like you had made decisions that led you to the place where she was, both of you were suffering from the same problem. A lot of insecurity, a lot of not knowing what to do at the right moment, not who to be with. And so we ended up with each other. You made a bad decision and you ended up in the same place at the same time. And you thought that maybe this was going to be your salvation. Maybe this was your life preserver. The truth of the matter is that we have in the West, or at least in Western culture, told ourselves that from a social perspective, we need to have this kind of a relationship. We need to be in a committed marriage, a legally binding agreement, in order to fit in order to be a part of the culture at large. And along with that comes this idea that we are in some way incomplete unless we have it, especially as men. I think women have it bad too. I think they get a lot of shit about it too, you know? So we've got this pressure on us to have these relationships that have convinced us that if we are not in one of these relationships, that we're missing out. And so all these human characteristics, this fear of missing out, this need to be complete, this need to have the life that other people deem we should be having, the need to conform, the need for consensus, the need to belong. All these forces are working on us when we make the decision to get into that relationship. Without fully understanding the implications of who we choose to have that relationship with, what ends up happening is we put the reasons for marriage that are external ahead of the need for the relationship that would be internal. So we think that we're conforming in some way, and if we can get someone to agree with us, to go along with it, that we have met the standard, that we have passed the test, that we are part of the team, you know? And the truth is, we're just sacrificing ourselves. We just don't realize it yet. And just like in the hero's journey, we've got to come full circle. Because what we're looking for when we get into marriage is acceptance and belonging. And when we get to the end of marriage, we get to that place where it's all fallen apart, and you're scratching your head and you're wondering, where did I go wrong? Why is this happening to me? You realize that the acceptance and belonging that you were looking for was within you the entire time. That you didn't need to go on this crazy ass journey and get married. You were complete before it started. It was just your belief that there was something missing that pushed you to make these decisions. And once you get past that, that's why Life 2.0 is so great. It's because you get to that place where you realize that. You get to that place where you go, yeah, I don't need another person tagging along in order to make this journey any better. You know, I don't need that in order to be complete. When you approach life from a position, from a place of being complete, you are now in control of your environment, because external pressures and social structures can't control you anymore. They can't push you. They can't influence you to make decisions that are not in your own best interest. When you're living your life from the inside out instead of the outside in, your ability to make decisions that are going to benefit you for your reasons becomes paramount. It's at that point, ironically, that if you decided that you wanted to have a relationship with a woman, that you're actually in a much better place to make that decision. Now, after you've been burned out after 20 or 30 years of marriage, and you've come to that realization that you are complete, that you don't need someone else to complete you, to finish your life off, to make you feel whole as a man, that's when you finally reach the place where, yeah, you could potentially have a healthy relationship. But now you probably don't want one because you're so jaded after this terrible relationship, you know? So the point of this video really is to kind of clarify a lot of the stuff that I've said in other videos, because I don't think that having relationships with women is necessarily a bad thing. I'm not necessarily sold on marriage in its current legal format, because I think that has its own problems, you know, and I'm not gonna go down that path tonight. But the relationship part of it in and of itself isn't bad. It's how we get into it and why we get into it that matters. You're on your own hero's journey. You're trying to discover what makes you, you. That's really what all hero's journeys are about. It's discovering your true self. That's the essence of it. And because this format for storytelling has been around for as long as civilization, you have to understand that men have been having these thoughts for as long as we have been capable of thinking. Like, we've had these experiences. Yeah, we're doing it today in the modern world with cameras and AI and cars and airplanes and rocket ships and all this other stuff. And maybe they were doing it with sticks and stones and, you know, discovering fire, you know? But the underlying experience is still the same. We start off on this journey in life thinking that we're looking for something out there, thinking that we're trying to find something out in the world that'll make us who we are, that'll declare our success, that'll declare our identity, that'll make us whole. But when you finally come around to it, when you finally get to the end and you have fought all the battles and you've won and you've faced all the dragons and you've won and you have climbed the mountains and you've crossed every river and you've done everything that you can do to find your treasure out there in the world, and then you realize that it was right there all along. It was right there where you started. It was inside you. The treasure was inside you the whole time. And that is the essence of the hero's journey. And I would hope that young guys in particular hear this message and understand it. Because if you are at the beginning of your hero's journey, don't make the same mistakes that so many men who have come before you have. Look inside first. Because if you find your treasure early, imagine what you can accomplish with it. Imagine how you can change the world. Because once you've discovered it, Once you know who you are and you realize that you're complete and that you don't need something outside of you to make you whole, then you stop searching for it, you know? And you start putting your energies towards those things that will enhance your life and make you a better man. And you'll be able to direct your life to the places that you want to go, and you can live your life the way you want to live it. You can make the choices that you want to make, and you can avoid a lot of the pain and anguish that so many men who've come before you have experienced. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who's on their own hero's journey and trying to figure it out, please share it with them. Anyway, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.